any personal observations in your own experience in terms of efficacy of checkpoint inhibitors, any patients that stand out, as well as tolerability and autoimmune toxicities?
Yeah, I've seen both in my patient population. These can really be pretty miraculous therapies for folks that have highly chemo-refractory disease and have progressive disease after brentuximab. These agents can induce remissions, but likewise, we do have to monitor. We need to follow the thyroid function, for example, to look for hypophysitis. And there have been reported cases of things like myocarditis, so we need to listen to patients' symptoms. But they're actually really quite well tolerated for the most part and can work when other therapies have failed.
Any unusual autoimmune complications you've observed in your patient? Have you seen pneumonitis? Because I know that's a little bit of a concern with these patients.
Yeah, I personally, fortunately, have not had a patient with pneumonitis, but certainly is something that we monitor. If patients come in with cough or pulmonary symptoms, we will investigate further, have a low threshold for imaging or pulmonary function tests or pulmonary referral. Actually, my solid tumor colleagues are much more experienced with the use of checkpoint inhibitors. The heme malignancy docs like myself are kind of late to the game here, and I will often turn to my solid tumor colleagues and say, give me some suggestions about how to manage, and I suspect my community colleagues are actually much more adept at using checkpoint inhibitors than a lymphoma doc like myself.
Yeah, well, coming into non-small cell lung cancer, I mean, it gets frequently used there for sure, and melanoma, et cetera, of course.